Hey, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason, and I have an awesome hero to share with you guys this week. She is Spider-Man's sidekick, co-partner, I don't know, girl you wish you could have, but she never actually did. I don't know, how would you describe her? It is Black Cat. Before I get into her though, let me get into all of the disclaimers and stuff like that that I need to get taken care of, and we will jump into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can also catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I just recently became monetized, so I've got this whole format out now where I'm doing superhero deep dives, I'm doing daily superhero memes. I am also doing weekly meme reviews, which is a lot of fun. So please make sure you find me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive and subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. May not be a big thing for you, big deal for me. It really helps me out, lets me keep going, so thank you guys for that. And if you ever wanted to email me, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Also, I wanted to share with you guys a special project I'm doing. It's called the Sit Down Stand Up Comedy Show. It's me and some friends, or some friends and I guess if you want to be grammatically correct. We are doing our own like stand-up comedy bits, and we have them on YouTube. It's listed under TN2M Shows, so it's like the Talk Nerdy To Me Network. But if you look up Sit Down Stand Up Comedy, we'll be under that. And I would really, really, really appreciate your support with that, because it's a lot of fun to do. We've had great success with them. So, let's get into Black Cat. Now, superhero fun fact before I do that. Spider-Man, the animated series, because she's associated with Spider-Man, only had 3 punches in the entire series. This was due to a huge censorship from Fox. They didn't want to show outright violence. So there you go. There was always some other way to beat the bad guys, I guess. Okay. But Black Cat. Her real name is Felicia Hardy. She was actually born in Queens, New York. Her father, Walter, pretended to be a traveling salesman, but was a world-renowned cat burglar who, before his arrest, encouraged her to never settle for second best. If she loved basketball, she would work to become a basketball player and not just a cheerleader. So there's nothing wrong with that, and I encourage my kids to do that too. I said they don't have to be the best, but they have to do their best. In fact, my daughter is actually in the Scouts, the BSA, Boy Scouts of America. She's in an all-girls troop because they wanted the same opportunities that the boys did to earn Eagle and stuff. So they've done it, and she's working hard at it, and I couldn't be prouder. Okay, but anyways, in Spider-Man Black Cat, The Evil That Men Do, Black Cat reveals herself as a freshman at Empire State University, where she was taken advantage of by her boyfriend Ryan. Hating the idea of being a victim, she trained herself in various fighting styles and acrobatics, intent on taking him out. Finally, after months of preparing, she set out for revenge, but before she could find him, Ryan was taken care of in a drunk driving crash. Wow. Furious that she was denied the chance for revenge, Felicia decided to utilize her new skills to follow in her father's footsteps. After amassing a fortune in stolen items, Felicia adopted her costumed identity. So she was already a world-class thief before becoming the Black Cat. That's pretty cool. Alright, she first dons the Black Cat costume to break her father out of prison. On the same night, she meets Spider-Man. Her father unfortunately dies, and then she fakes her own death. Despite her her hatred towards men or her disdain towards men. Felicia feels a kinship with this lone hero, Spider-Man. And he's the first man she felt that she could actually trust, and she grows to believe herself in love with him. Felicia looks for a way to earn his trust and continues with the Black Cat persona as a misguided attempt to attract his affection. Seeing the good in Felicia, Spider-Man mistakes every attempt to have her criminal record, or he makes every attempt to have her criminal record expunged. So he's really looking out for her, and she is taking this as affection. This is really, really, like, weird stuff with it, you know? But Felicia is placed in a mental institution but escapes. She joins forces with Spider-Man against the Magia. Magia? I don't know. M-A-G-G-I-A. Magia. She's granted unconditional amnesty and again convinces Spider-Man that she has died. The Black Cat finally finds the opportunity to prove herself after learning the Kingpin controls an incredibly powerful detonator. The Owl plans to use the weapon to hold New York City hostage, and meanwhile, Dr. Octopus plans to use the weapon to destroy the city altogether. However, the Black Cat uses her abilities to steal the item first and protect it from all the other parties. She gives the detonator to Spider-Man and becomes the target of Dr. Octopus's revenge. Although Spider-Man tears off his mechanical appendages, Octopus is still able to mentally control them and hold the Black Cat while his men open fire. Spider-Man barely gets her to the hospital in time as they operate on the dozens of bullet and knife wounds. Peter then realizes just how much he actually cares for Felicia. After she recovers, they begin a relationship and soon Peter reveals his identity to her. Felicia has difficulty accepting the fact that Peter is just a man beneath the mask and cannot understand his need for a civilian life. Peter is hurt but continues the relationship since it was the first time he did not need to hide his life as Spider-Man from someone. And that's kind of a big deal. Someone that he can be Spider-Man and Peter Parker with is a big deal for him. But at the same time, if you look at this, he can't really be Peter Parker around her. Like, he tries, but she doesn't accept it as well. It's hard for her to grasp because she lives as the Black Cat, you know? So, like, keep that in mind. Like, he thinks he can be open with her, but he can't because he is hiding his real self. Now, initially, the accidents which seemed to befall those who cross the Black Cat's path were merely well-planned stunts and traps. After her near-death experience, Felicia fears the lack of superpowers make her a liability to Spider-Man. She's terrified that his overwhelming need to protect her will eventually get him killed. So Felicia seeks a way to make herself Spider-Man's equal. Felicia is offered an opportunity to undergo the same process that was used to create the Scorpion and the Human Fly. The Kingpin uses it on the Black Cat as payback for a theft she committed, and scared and ashamed of being empowered by the Kingpin of Crime, she keeps her new abilities a secret from Peter. Her bad luck power turns out to be infectious and begins to jinx Spider-Man, which was exactly the Kingpin's intent. Feeling a wall of secrets growing between them, Spider-Man breaks up with Felicia, and Felicia then begins a Robin Hood crusade stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Peter soon realizes something is amiss with his own luck and enlists the aid of Doctor Strange to remove the hex on him. By doing so, he alters the hex's source and changes the Black Cat's powers in the process. She finds that she has heightened strength, agility, balance, vision, and retractable claws. While burglarizing the mercenary known as the Foreigner, Black Cat is attacked by Sabretooth, the Foreigner's hitman, and Spider-Man saves her life. The Black Cat updates her look and her attitude and rekindles her relationship with Spider-Man. A lot of this is because she's got the powers now, so she doesn't feel like she's a liability. Like, she had a lot of guilt towards that, and she's not feeling like she's a liability anymore. She feels like she can kind of hold her own. So she makes peace with his need for a normal life as Peter Parker and stands by him while he is accused of murder as Spider-Man. Together, they track down the source of the elaborate scheme to frame him and fight the foreigner. Her apartment is firebombed by the foreigner's hitman Blaze, and she begins living with Peter Parker. Peter later discovers their relationship is just a ruse against him, and that she had secretly been in a relationship with the foreigner. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Now, however, despite her anger during her ruse, Felicia begins to fall back into her desire to love Peter. Spider-Man comes home to discover Black Cat discussing her plans to ruin his life by framing him for murder during a telephone conversation with the foreigner. Before he can catch her, she escapes. Spider-Man then tracks her down to the foreigner's apartment by attempting to trick Lieutenant Keating into revealing evidence as Peter Parker. Peter then intercepts a phone call on Keating's phone, which turns out to be Felicia, telling Keating to meet her, and however, this is a part of her plan, as she intentionally lured Spider-Man into finding her at the foreigner's apartment, causing a fight to ensue between the foreigner and Spider-Man. Later, she clears Spider-Man of his murder charge, and in the end, the Black Cat double-crosses the foreigner and Spider-Man, detailing her plan and her feelings towards Peter in a letter, also explaining that she has fled to Paris to start a new life. This pushes Peter to find support and a new relationship with Mary Jane Watson. Wow. Wow. I had known that Black Cat and Spider-Man had dated, like, a little bit here and there. I didn't think that it had gotten to the point where they moved in together, where they were actually doing, like, something serious, and that led to Mary Jane. I did not realize that. That's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. All right. Years later, the Black Cat returns to America and goes shopping, which is actually shoplifting for her, with Dagger. She returns to her original costume, seeks out Peter Parker, and in a chance confrontation with Venom, learns that Peter had married Mary Jane Watson. Angry and jealous, Felicia begins harassing the couple, taunting Peter as by dating his friend Flash Thompson. Fun fact, Flash Thompson is now Venom. So that's kind of gone full circle. She physically threatens Mary Jane, confronting her and swearing to ruin their marriage. After Spider-Man uses a device to remove his superhuman abilities, the Black Cat aids him in finding the device again to restore them. In the process, the Black Cat's cat-like abilities are completely erased. She realizes that she sincerely cares for Thompson, but when she proposes marriage, he refuses her, saying that he was only interested in her because she was the ex-girlfriend of his idol, Spider-Man. But it is implied that Flash actually did care for her. He's just too much of a jerk to admit it. The Black Cat later makes up with both Spider-Man and Mary Jane, becoming close friends with them. She subsequently purchases equipment from the Tinkerer to incorporate into her costume to compensate for her lost abilities, and occasionally teams up with Spider-Man. After Spider-Man unmasks himself, Black Cat is enraged because she felt that they shared a bond over knowing his identity. Though she is dating Thomas Fireheart, who is Puma, her new romantic interest notes that Felicia may still have some romantic inclinations towards Peter. So this kind of brings it to question, does she actually love Peter Parker? I think she does. I just don't think she knows how to express it. I think that's the case with a lot of people. Nowadays, like, it's a very real case. We have this idea of what love is, but we don't really know how to express it. I've been married for 20 years now, and I still have trouble expressing it. I know I love my wife. My wife is everything to me, but sometimes it's really hard to express. So it's kind of interesting seeing this. Okay, now the Black Cat joins the new Heroes for Hire during the Civil War, though Misty Knight believes that she's just there for the money. Maybe. And the fact that, it may not just be for the money. It could be for the notoriety as well. I don't know. But Black Cat returns in the limited series Marvel Divas, which is kind of like a parody, a superhero parody of Sex and the City. She's one of the main characters alongside Firestar, Hellcat, and Photon. This was a terrible series. The writers are Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa and Tonsi Zonjic. Summoned by her friends to cope with Firestar's breast cancer, Felicia is financially broken. Unable to restart her investigation firm, she is too proud to accept Puma's monetary assistance, and her attempts to get a loan are met with open hostility from the banks of New York, often targets of her activities as Black Cat. Thus, feeling rejected and angry, Felicia begins to consider returning to villainy. Following Marvel Divas, Black Cat returns as a recurring character in Amazing Spider-Man, and following a storyline in number 606 and 607 entitled Back in Black Cat. That's a terrible name. Although she remembers her previous encounters with Spider-Man, the events of One More Day, which was a very weird story, have erased her memory of his identity. Also, she has regained her bad luck powers. Now, Spider-Man ran into the Black Cat as she was breaking into the penthouse apartment of Dexter Bennett. Spider-Man caught up with her, reminding her that she was the one that dumped him. She and Puma had ended their relationship, so she and Spider-Man rekindle theirs. Peter later enlists the Black Cat's help in getting back his vial of blood from Mr. Negative. Following this, Black Cat received her own 4-issue miniseries, which was written by Jen Van Meter, drawn by Javier Pulido, and covered by Amanda Connor. In the series, Felicia became caught up in the events of the Gauntlet and Grim Hunt storyline after her mother Lydia was captured or was kidnapped by the members of the Kravenoff family. Felicia agreed to turn herself over to the Kravenoffs in exchange for her mother's freedom, but instead sent a decoy while she tracked down her mother and attempted to free her herself. After removing the duct tape from her mother's mouth, Felicia discovered that the Kravenoffs had strapped an explosive device to her wrist to kill both of them. Felicia is ultimately able to rescue her mother and keep her safe from the clutches of the Kravenoffs family. Kravenoff, does that sound familiar? You may be thinking of Kraven the Hunter. Awesome, awesome villain. Alright, Mary Jane enlists the Black Cat's help after Spider-Man was captured by Doc Trauma, who turned out to be the one who restored Felicia's bad luck powers. Together, they managed to defeat Trauma to save Spider-Man and agreed to become friends afterwards. Black Cat is next seen in the Big Time storyline, helping Spider-Man retrieve some experimental vibranium the new Hobgoblin stole for the Kingpin. Black Cat also appears in the Spider-Island story arc, fighting against the half-spider creatures when the heroes for hire are called in to help with the quarantine of Manhattan. Afterwards, Black Cat is blamed for the theft of a holographic projector from Horizon Labs. Since Spider-Man was with her at the time of the robbery, he knew that she was innocent, and he recruited Matt Murdock, who is Daredevil, to help prove her innocence. It was later revealed that the criminal organization Black Spectre framed her to test her as part of their plot to recruit the Black Cat to their side and offer her a huge cash reward for retrieving a device that Matt Murdock has in his possession. Now, this was a criminal organization called Black Spectre, and they wanted Black Cat. Did all of their people have Black in the name? Like, is that the theme? If not, you can't have Black Spectre and Black Cat. It's destined to fail. You can't have the same colors. Like, it just doesn't work. I've seen it too many times. And by saying that, I can't name a single one. Alright. Well, let's see here. But afterwards, she goes to Matt's apartment and they start a relationship, which is part of her plan. However, she betrays Black Spectre and alerts Daredevil, leaving him a note saying the organization is monitoring his actions before going into hiding. Now, as part of the Marvel Now event, Felicia was later contacted by her friend Misty Knight to help the Fearless Defenders fight the so-called Doom Maidens, along with other heroines such as Storm, Tigra, Hellcat, and Valkyrie. Wow. Superior Spider-Man, which is Dr. Octopus's mind in Peter Parker's body, swings in his patrol heading for another date with his girlfriend, Anna Maria Marconi, only to bump into the Black Cat, who was committing a robbery. Felicia attempts to flirt, but suddenly Superior Spider-Man attacks her, punching her straight in the face, knocking out a tooth in the process. Not cool, Superior Spider-Man, not cool at all. Superior Spider-Man continues the assault, reminiscing about how he once tried to kill her, but now he was just apprehending her as a criminal. This leaves Felicia totally shocked and angry while swearing revenge after Superior Spider-Man wraps her in the webbing. The Black Cat's capture is caught live for everyone to see, and as a result, her criminal contacts distance themselves from her, and her stolen treasures are sent back to their owners. This public humiliation hardens her to her core. Yeah, you don't mess with someone's pride like that. That's a lie. Now, following the conclusion of Superior Spider-Man comics, returning the true Spider-Man, Black Cat later escapes at the beginning of the new Amazing Spider-Man series when Electro stages a breakout at the prison where she was being held. Determined to regain her standing by defeating Spider-Man, she attacks him while he is trying to evacuate a burning building, forcing Spider-Man to pretend to still be Dr. Octopus and drive her away as he cannot afford to lose time rescuing civilians. Wow, that's kind of a dick move. Anyways, Felicia then makes contact with Electro, suggesting that they collaborate in seeking revenge on Spider-Man. Black Cat's in Parker Industries making a record of all the tech that they are currently producing. However, she does not understand them and opts to steal someone who does. Sejani has had enough of Peter's constant disappearances and vows to make Peter see how he deals with everything without her help. Black Cat then pulls her away, commenting on her perfect timing. Black Cat and Electro later raid Eel's hideout, where she has Electro defeat him. Black Cat and Electro later show up at a meeting between Mr. Negative and Phil Yurk, who is now leading the remnants of the Goblin Underground as the self-proclaimed Goblin King, where they throw Eel's body in between them. Black Cat states to Mr. Negative and Phil Yurk that she has heard about how they were outed by Spider-Man and wants in on their plan. During Peter's interview with the Fact Channel, Electro attacks the security team on the channel, and Black Cat arrives announcing her demand that if Spider-Man does not show up in 15 minutes, Peter will be dead. And this is kind of funny because Black Cat knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Electro complains about the plan, but Black Cat stays determined that Spider-Man will show up. But then Silk arrives to confront them both, giving Peter time to change into Spider-Man and jump into action. Wow. As she battles against Electro and Spider-Man deals with Black Cat, J. Jonah Jameson remains on the channel forcing the cameraman to film the action. Spider-Man tries to convince Black Cat to stop, even while she does not believe his story of being mind-swapped. Black Cat deviates one of Electro's bolts, hitting Spider-Man and knocking him down in the process. Black Cat then attempts to unmask Spider-Man as Jameson aims his camera, but Jameson's angle prevents anyone from seeing Spider-Man's face long enough for Silk to knock Black Cat back and Spider-Man to put his mask back on. Woo! This is a lot. This is a lot to deal with. But the final issue of Superior Foes of Spider-Man reveals that Boomerang's love interest was in fact Black Cat, who had disguised herself in order to manipulate Boomerang and his Sinister Six into helping her acquire a priceless portrait of Dr. Doom without a mask. The character next appears as the villain of Hawkeye vs. Deadpool, where she is revealed to have used an associate's expertise in mind control to infiltrate New York's law enforcement and judicial systems and create an army of drones out of the patients and staff of Brooklyn Psychiatric. When a hacker who had acquired a list of all active SHIELD agents, who Black Cat intends to brainwash as well, betrays her, Felicia hires Typhoid Mary to help her acquire the USB flash drive containing the list. Opposed by Deadpool, Hawkeye, and Kate Bishop, When cornered by the trio and the authorities, Black Cat murders the mind control specialist and escapes by switching places with her arresting officer, a sleeper agent. Oh my gosh, dude, this is insane. Like, this lady is crazy. Alright, in the Slideaway Casino, Melter and Killer Shrike take Ringer to the back room where Black Cat is waiting. Black Cat shows him various items and tells him that even she cannot steal everything and sometimes must pay for them, and asks him how is she supposed to do that when nobodies like him do not pay her weekly cut. Ringer tells her he did not pay her because he was captured by Silk, owed the spot for getting him out of jail, and had to pay the Tinkerer for new equipment. He also tells Black Cat they worked in some works before and remembers her having a heart and asked for compassion. Black Cat hesitates long enough for the Ringer to attack them, hitting her in her arm before she takes him down. Black Cat tells Ringer that he will make 3 times the cut and will also serve as an example by having Killer Shrike and Melter beat him up. Black Cat is surprised Ringer could tag her, as she normally is more lucky. She wonders if it was luck to remind her of who she was now and tests her luck with one of the casino's machines and wins. Black Cat notices that lately the harder she listens to the part of her that tells her not to let anyone put her down, the more her luck gets off the charts. She remembers her life in the elite class before she lost it all, and Melter and Killer Shrike bring in the Ringer, and Black Cat tells him to spread the word that no one steals from her. 2 years ago, Felicia Hardy presents a painting in an elite party, and in the present day at a museum, Regina Vanderkamp, the woman who bought all the items confiscated from the Black Cat in an auction, presents the same painting that Felicia did. However, the lights go out for a moment and the painting is gone. An enraged Regina and her bodyguards go to her apartment only to find all of her treasures gone. She then goes upstairs to see if she also took everything there, despite a bodyguard protesting since Black Cat could still be there. Black Cat then appears and says she couldn't leave without Regina learning that no one takes from Black Cat without paying. And Regina orders her bodyguards to attack, but Black Cat quickly takes him out. Whew! She reflects that her bad luck powers seem to work better when she is ruthless, and she may have been holding back before. Black Cat throws one of her claws to Regina's neck, causing her to pass out. And hours later, Regina wakes up, handcuffed to a chair at Black Cat's hideout. Black Cat then contemplates almost all of the items that were confiscated, and those she retrieved was only one missing. In J. Jonah Jameson Sr. and Aunt May's apartment, they contemplate the last item, the only thing they got at the auction, and go watch TV, unaware that the Black Cat plans to steal it back. This is insane. Let's see, following Spider-Man's fight with the ghost at Parker Industries, Black Cat places the statue with the rest of her things while having Aunt May, J. Jonah Jameson Sr., and Regina Vanderkamp tied up. Jay asks her why she did take them, and she doesn't need money, and they didn't do anything to her. Felicia pours gasoline around her apartment and tells Jay that he's wrong, and they bought her things at an auction, a collection she spent years acquiring. She tells him that's the problem with possessions. They can break, you can lose them, or they can be taken. And when that happens, everyone thinks they can take what's yours unless you prove them wrong. And she says that nothing and no one will have that hold on him before setting the apartment on fire. When Spider-Man arrives, May warns him that the Black Cat is still there, and Peter asks Felicia for help. She tells him to save them if she wants, but she made her point, and the more people know, the better. Parker then tries to convince her that this isn't her, but she tells him that the Felicia she knew is gone, and she's done being what everyone else wants. She tells her that she controls her fate, and anyone who stands before her will also be gone. Spider-Man then manages to save Aunt May, J. Jonah Jameson Sr., and Regina. Whew. Who screams at her for not screams at him for not saving the things before May shushes her, telling her that people are what count, not things, and Spider-Man knows that. So, out of the three, did he rescue J. Jonah Jameson Sr. last? Because I would have. I'm just saying. Alright. So, in the Slide Away Casino, Black Cat tells her men that they have seen what happens when they stay on her good side and what happens when they cross her. But from now on, there's nothing holding her back and no limit as to what she will do. As part of the all-new, all-different Marvel, Black Cat took in Silk as the latest member of her gang. Unbeknownst to Black Cat, Silk is secretly doing work undercover for S.H.I.E.L.D. Black Cat has also established a criminal empire, which is disbanded by Gwenpool and Howard the Duck. Wow. That's not a great criminal empire. Alright, Black Cat formed an alliance with Hammerhead, his nephew, and his henchmen. During the Civil War II storyline, Black Cat took in Kingpin's former minion, Janice Jardish, as the latest member of her gang. She was later informed about Janice, undergoing teragenesis, and arrived at the scene. During one of the heists by Black Cat's gang, Black Cat encountered the Avengers. She, Fancy Dan, and Janice Jardish evaded capture. Afterwards, Black Cat decided to lay low for a while. Whew. Let's see here. We still got a ways to go. We don't have that much more to go. She's coming up. She's getting more and more current. So Black Cat gained Scorpion as a part-time enforcer for her gang, and she hired ex-Army Ranger Lee Price to accompany Scorpion to the black market sale, where there was a shootout with Tombstone's gang. When at Black Cat's hideout, Scorpion accuses Lee Price of botching up the black market sale, which Lee Price denied, leading Black Cat to demand an explanation after hearing about some information from her spies in the New York City Police Department telling her what they know. During the Venom Incorporated storyline, after Lee Price steals the spawn of the Venom symbiote from Flash Thompson's protege, Andy Benton, aka Mania, and uses it to become Maniac, with his newfound ability to reproduce and the symbiote and gain control of people, Price was able to gain control of Black Cat and her gang. With the aid of Flash's new powers as anti-Venom, Black Cat was freed. Later working with Venom, Black Cat was able to use the artificial anti-Venom element they got from Dr. Steven to free Spider-Man from Price's control. During the final battle, Black Cat discovers that those already cured cannot be taken over by Price's symbiote again, allowing Spider-Man to use his cursed blood or cured bloodstream and mix it with the anti-venom to defeat Price. Afterwards, she and Spider-Man make peace, and later Eddie Brock convinces Black Cat to give up being a crime boss and go back to being a vigilante. During Marvel's Fresh Start, Black Cat teamed up with Spider-Man to confront the Thieves Guild, a group of robbers established hundreds of years ago that was trying to make their name known again by stealing the equipment of various superheroes. Okay, remember who's from the Thieves Guild? Gambit, who we did a superhero deep dive on. You should check it out. He's a lot of fun. Okay, as an honorary member of the guild, she was able to allow the two to break in and fight off guild members until the rest of the heroes showed up to reclaim their items. Later that night, Felicia tells Spider-Man that her darker mentality didn't start when Dr. Octopus arrested her, but instead when she forgot Spider-Man's secret identity as a result of Doctor Strange making everyone forget it after a civil war, feeling that she lost a significant part of her life in the process. In response, Peter takes off his mask and reveals his secret to Felicia, which she gladly accepts. Afterwards, Kindred, who is Harry Osborn, learns of Spider-Man's rekindled friendship with Black Cat and claims that Peter drags everyone into his own hell. The thing is, Peter Parker never gets a normal life. Every time you think he gets the happily ever after, something happens. So what Norman Osborn or Harry Osborn is saying isn't necessarily wrong. It's just messed up. All right. During the Last Remain storyline, Black Cat gets her hands on the hands of Vishanti and makes a 3D replica of it. This attracts the attention of Doctor Strange, who wants it back, and Black Cat reluctantly gives it to him in exchange for what she helps, or in exchange that she helps to save Spider-Man's soul. After the Order of the Web helps Doctor Strange in fixing the Brooklyn Bridge, Black Cat is instructed by Doctor Strange to guard the hand of the Vishanti as he takes Madame Web's advice to use in tracking Kindred. Whew, what a history! Oh my gosh! She has done so much. She has been that girl that was just kind of on the side. She had a relationship. She keeps going in and out of Spider-Man's life. She became a crime boss. This is nuts. What do you guys think? I mean, is her history crazy or is it just me? I'm sure it's not just me. But let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. I would love to hear your comments on this. But let me get into her powers. Initially, the Black Cat had no superhuman powers. Later, a test induced by the Kingpin gave her the psionic ability to affect probability fields, essentially producing a bad luck for her enemies. The bad luck power entails that under stress, she is subconsciously able to cause anyone in her immediate vicinity that she perceives as a threat to be susceptible to freak accidents, like guns jamming, exploding, tripping on items, things like that. The ability also had the side effect of eventually causing problems for anyone spending long periods of time around her. Maybe that's a subconscious thing where she's afraid of opening up to people. So the longer they spend around her, the more vulnerable she ends up feeling. And subconsciously, her mind doesn't like that. I don't know. I'm just shooting from the hip on that. But Doctor Strange eventually tampered with her powers that briefly removed her bad luck abilities, along with the unwanted side effects. However, this magical tampering temporarily endowed her with cat-like abilities, giving her night vision, retractable talons in her fingertips, superhuman speed, strength, agility, and endurance, proportionate to a cat. I don't know what that means. Her psionic bad luck powers and former temporary abilities were eventually restored by Dr. Trauma through the use of cybernetics. Black Cat has reflexes, agility, and stamina of an Olympic-level acrobat. She is physically very strong and athletic and has great physical endurance. She's an excellent street fighter capable of taking on several armed assailants and incapacitating them without being injured herself. She's trained in several martial arts styles, including judo and Goju Ryu karate. Hardy is also talented as a photographer. While dating Spider-Man, she took pictures of the hero that he admits were better than his own work. The Black Cat has also acquired several devices from the Tinkerer that increase her agility and heighten her strength. She wears earrings that interact with the balance centers of her brain to grant her enhanced agility. And she has contact lenses to let her see in various ranges of the electromagnetic spectrum, such as infrared and ultraviolet. Her costume contains micro servos that enhance her strength above normal human levels, and the gloves of her costume also contain steel microfilaments, which form retractable claws at the fingertips when she flexes her fingers, which is kind of like triggering a magnetic surge, which condenses the filaments into polarized talons. Those enable her to tear through most surfaces and easily scale walls. Using this equipment, the Black Cat has been able to beat enemies who have superhuman abilities. Very nice, very nice. Alright, the Black Cat also has a miniature grappling hook device hidden in the fur of each glove, designed by her father Walter Hardy, which enables her to swing from buildings in a manner similar to Spider-Man. Let's see here. Though not quite as fast. She can also use the cable from this device as a tightrope, wall scaling device, swing line, or as a weapon in combat. So that's actually a pretty dope power set. I like that. I dig it. Because everything seems practical for the most part. All right. Fun facts. Felicia Hardy, Black Cat, appears in Spider-Man 1981 episode, Curiosity Killed the Spider-Man. Felicia Hardy as Black Cat appears in Spider-Man the Animated Series. This version was originally Peter Parker's first love interest before he met Mary Jane Watson, leading to Felicia dating Michael Morbius and later Jason Phillips. Additionally, Felicia comes from a wealthy background as her mother is the head of the lucrative Hardy Foundation, while her father, John Hardesky, was tricked by the Nazis into sneaking into an American lab during World War II to memorize the super soldier formula that created Captain America and report it back to the Red Skull. At the last moment, Hardesky realized the deception and ran away to a life of crime. In the present, he was held in a SHIELD prison before the Kingpin breaks him out. And on the Kingpin's behalf, Dr. Octopus kidnaps Felicia as leverage to use as her guinea pig for an improved super soldier formula and introduce her to the father that she never knew. The formula proves a success, enhancing her overall physical prowess and granting her the ability to transform between her normal blonde form and her empowered white-haired form at will. Using her new power, she recruits Spider-Man to help her rescue Hardesky and destroy the super soldier formula. After Morbius turns himself into a vampiric entity, Felicia grapples with her feelings for him while trying to stop him. I bet if he kept his nose as a vampire, she'd be much more willing to stay with him. I bet it's that shallow, like, you don't have a nose, I don't want to be around you. Along the way, she joins forces with him, Spider-Man, and Blade to stop the Vampire Queen from creating an army of vampires. Following this, Felicia leaves New York to work with Blade and Morbius, though she returns to help Spider-Man defeat Hydra-Man and attend Parker and Watson's wedding. In the three-part episode, Secret Wars, Spider-Man pulls Felicia from a mission with Blade and Morbius to help him and a group of superheroes combat a group of supervillains assembled by the Beyonder. Once the battle is over, she is returned to the moment she was pulled from with no memory of what happened. Felicia Hardy as Black Cat appears in The Spectacular Spider-Man. This version does not have superpowers, and she frequently flirts with Spider-Man until she tries and fails to break her father, Walter Hardy, out of prison, souring her relationship with him. She's also in Spider-Man of 2017. Let's see here. Sony canceled its planned female team-up of Silver and Black in August 2018 with the intention of reworking it as two separate solo films focusing on each of the title characters, Felicia Hardy and Silver Sable. Silver and Black's planned director, Gina Price-Blythewood, was expected to return involved as a producer, and by January 2020, the project was believed to be in development as a television series, which was confirmed in April of 2020. She suggested it could be a limited series and had the potential to be released on Disney Plus. Considering that is like 3.5 years ago, may not be doing anything. Do you think that a Silver Sable and Black Cat show would work? I don't think it'd work together. But what do you think about like a show with just Black Cat, like a series? I don't know. The characters, she's so tumultuous, it's hard to actually pin something down. Let's see here. Felicia Hardy as Black Cat appears in Spidey and His Amazing Friends. She also appears in early scripts for Spider-Man 2 as part of a subplot which she tries to convince Spider-Man to give up being Peter Parker. The idea was to contrast with the other subplot of Peter giving up being Spider-Man. So I think this is the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Though she was removed from later scripts, the Black Cat and her subplot are used in the film's tie-in video game. Felicia Hardy was then originally supposed to appear in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4 as a secondary love interest of Parker's, though she would not have come, or she would not have transformed into the Black Cat as in the comics. Instead, Raimi's Felicia was expected to become a new superpower figure called the Vultress. Oh, that's terrible. In 2013, Raimi just stated that Anne Hathaway would have played Black Cat if Spider-Man 4 would have been made. That's so funny considering that Anne Hathaway was Catwoman in Batman. So, would that have worked? Could she have been both characters, which are essentially the same character? You know, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Because Black Cat was essentially a kind of like Marvel's answer to Catwoman. And you know, we don't need to mince words. Which one do you prefer, though? Do you prefer Catwoman over Black Cat? I personally like Black Cat over Catwoman. But that's just me. Let's see here. Okay. Felicia Hardy appears in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, portrayed by Felicity Jones. This version works for Oscorp and has a special relationship with the Osborns. And after taking control of the company, Harry Osborn promotes Hardy over members of Norman Osborn's former inner circle. She was intended to become the Black Cat in future films, but in the series before it was canceled. So, okay. That's kind of cool. Let's see here. In March of 2017, it was officially reported that Sony Pictures was developing... Okay, so we talked about that. The Silver and Black series. Okay. Let's see here. Felicia Hardy appears as a playable character in Spider-Man the video game. She's an assist character in Spider-Man and Venom Maximum Carnage, which is a super fun beat-em-up game. Super fun. Really difficult, but super fun. She appears in Spider-Man the 2000 video game. She appears in Spider-Man 2. Throughout the game, she tries to persuade Spider-Man to abandon his normal life or permanent life as Spider-Man. While she is ultimately unsuccessful, she understands his decision. She appears as a playable character in Spider-Man Friend or Foe. She joins S.H.I.E.L.D. to help stop the Phantom Invasion. Shortly before, Spider-Man was sent to investigate the Phantom's presence in Tokyo. There, Spider-Man encounters Black Cat trying to break into Dr. Octopus's lab and persuades her to join his team. She appears as a boss and assist a character in Spider-Man Web of Shadows. After Spider-Man sees her leaving Fisk Tower, he assumes she is working for the Kingpin and gives chase. Following her defeat, Black Cat reveals that she is actually a double agent trying to thwart the Kingpin's illegal activities in an attempt to impress Spider-Man, for whom she still has feelings for. The player is then presented with the choice of rejecting or returning her feelings. If the latter choice is made, Spider-Man will work with Black Cat against the Kingpin. Regardless of the choice made, though, Black Cat will become an ally. Later in the game, amidst the symbiote invasion, Black Cat gets infected by one of the creatures and attacks Spider-Man, who defeats her with Mary Jane Watson's help. However, Black Cat is left grievously wounded by the battle, forcing Spider-Man to choose between leaving her in Watson's care or infecting her with another symbiote to heal her. If she gets infected with another symbiote, Black Cat will become Spider-Man's queen in one of the game's two black suit endings, in which he takes over the symbiote army. Wow. In the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable versions of the game, Black Cat is placed under mind control by Spencer Smythe before Spider-Man defeats her and is faced with the choice of either destroying the mind control device to free her or allowing it to kill her so he can claim the device for himself. In a Marvel 2099 inspired clone of Felicia Hardy as the Black Cat appears as a boss in Spider-Man Edge of Time. According to her in-game profile, Alchemex acquired the original Black Cat's DNA when she came to the company looking for a way to halt or reverse the aging process. Though she escaped after realizing the extent of Alchemex's corruption, they created clones of her as a security force. One clone in particular was given the Vanisher's teleportation powers, instilled with extreme agoraphobia so that she would not be tempted to escape their corporate headquarters, upgraded with cybernetic weaponry, given claws on her fingers, and led to believe they force-fed her anti-aging pills. After defeating several other Black Cat clones, Spider-Man encounters and fights the special clone. Following her defeat, Black Cat implies that she still has feelings for him before disappearing. Later, when Spider-Man 2099 sets off to confront Alchemex's CEO, he is forced to fight the remaining Black Cat clones along with other Alchemex guards. Whew, that's a lot. She's a playable character in Marvel's Superhero Squad Online. She was also a playable character in Marvel Avengers Alliance, which I keep saying over and over again, I miss that game. I wish I could play that game. Alright, Felicia Hardy as Black Cat appears as a boss in the Amazing Spider-Man film tie-in game. This version is initially a patient at Beloit Psychiatric Hospital who escapes after Spider-Man's attempt to break out Kurt Connors accidentally releases all the other patients. Following this, Felicia forms a small gang of hired thugs, mercenaries, and urban commandos to rob St. Gabriel's Bank. When Spider-Man arrives to foil the heist, he fights and defeats Felicia in the bank's underground levels before handing her over to the police. In a secondary photo mission, it's revealed that Felicia escaped once again, taking on the Black Cat persona, and mysteriously gained superpowers. Let's see here. There's not a whole lot more with this. Felicia Hardy as Black Cat appears in Little Big Planet via the Marvel Costume 6 downloadable content. She appears in Marvel Heroes. She's a playable character in LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. And she is a boss in Amazing Spider-Man 2, the game's tie-in. Let's see here. She appears in Disney Infinity 2.0. She's a playable character in Spider-Man Unlimited. Playable character in Marvel Future Fight, Avengers, Marvel Avengers Academy, and Marvel Puzzle Quest. Alright. Let's see here. Felicia Hardy appears in Spider-Man 2018 and its DLC, The City That Never Sleeps. Whew. Okay. She also appears in Marvel Snap, which is a super fun game. You know, I would love to get sponsored by Marvel Snap. Marvel Snap, sponsor me. Alright, Felicia Hardy as Black Cat appears in Spider-Man 2. In 2018, Diamond Select Toys released a Felicia Hardy Black Cat figurine. She was also released by Hasbro in a 2022 figure, part of the Marvel Legends action storyline. She appears in Spider-Man The Darkest Hours and the novel Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk The Rampage. She also appears in Marvel Universe Live as a member of the Sinister Six. Whew. Okay. So what do you guys think? Like, they have her in a lot of stuff. She's kind of an obscure character, but not really, because everyone knows who she is. It's just no one knows a lot about her, I guess, is the best way to say it. Like, they know who she is. If you saw her, she's pretty recognizable, but people don't really know a lot about her. And she's got so much going on. But let me give you my final thoughts. But I've got to say, I've always liked Black Cat more than Catwoman, even though their similarities are huge. I remember she did like a 90s solo series where she was on her own, and I thought that even though it was definitely a product of the times, it definitely showed that what she could do and who she could be. In fact, there's a line from her series that's actually turned into a life motto of mine. It says, "If you're gonna walk on thin ice, you might as well dance." I read that. I also read she said one time that pain keeps you honest, and that's something that's kind of stuck with me too. I'm not like a sadist or anything, don't get me wrong, but you know, I don't mind, like, I understand that sometimes you have to put in the hard work to get the results you need. So Felicia Hardy has been kind of influential in my life without knowing it, I guess. But I think that Black Cat really needs a chance to shine. Like, she's so much more than the clingy girl obsessed with Spider-Man. You know, she's strong, she's witty, she's clever. Which can get you really far in life. But please, people, like, take the time to appreciate Felicia Hardy for more than what's seen. Even though there's a lot to see, like, she's a great character with a ton of potential. Would something in the live action stuff work? I don't know. And it seems like every time they try to do something with her and showcase Black Cat, they bring it back to Spider-Man and bring her back to, like, the clingy wannabe girlfriend. And that's not who she has to be, you know? So I always thought Black Cat was amazing, and she really just needs the chance to show it. But I want to know what you guys think. What do you think? How would you handle Black Cat? Could Black Cat work in a live series? Whether it's a movie, whether it's an ongoing series, you tell me. And in that, who would you have play? Who would you have play Black Cat? Who would be your Felicia Hardy? I really don't know. Would she need to keep the white hair? Would they do it as a wig? You know, like, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. You know what I think would be cool is, you know, the like, would she? And here's a question for you. And I'm sorry for kind of trailing off on it, but would she have to be Caucasian? You know, I think maybe an Asian Felicia Hardy would work, especially if she had to keep the white hair. But you know, if we had, like, say, an African American, wouldn't people just mistake her for Storm because that's Storm's iconic look? I don't know. I mean, let me know what you think. I would love to hear your feedback, because I couldn't think of anything really. I couldn't think of anything that would really make Black Cat stand out. What kind of storyline, you know, it would be, whether it was in the comics or live action or animated series or what. But I'd love to hear you guys' creativity. Let me know in the comments. You can always email me directly if you want at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes. I would love it if you subscribed and followed there. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. But I'd really appreciate it if you guys followed me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I love chatting with you guys there. There's one guy in particular, and I don't know if it's a guy or girl. It's just a generic term. But manga reader, thank you very much for participating in some conversations lately. You are noticed. You are valued, and I love having conversations with people on this. Like, what would you do with the character? How would you portray him? What fun facts do you have of this that I may have missed? Or what aspect of the character do you like that makes him stand out to you? Let me know. But guys, I think that's going to do it for me today. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I will see you guys next time. Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye.